from KQED.
Tomorrow, the California Homeowner Bill of Rights goes into effect. The package of laws is expected to strengthen law enforcement's hand against a variety of scams. For instance, the Attorney General's office can now use statewide grand juries when suspected fraudsters snare victims in multiple counties, an all-too-common story. But consumer advocates say banks are bad actors, too. Despite promises not to, many lenders still dual-track. That is, they foreclose on a property while in talks about a loan modification that would keep the owner in her home. Now Californians can sue when that happens in state court, even if few choose to do so. Kevin Stein of the California Reinvestment Coalition says the very possibility is a positive.
You know, our hope is for compliance. We want the banks to comply, and we want homeowners to have a fair shot at keeping their homes and their sanity. And we think having the threat of litigation, the stick of litigation, will lead to better practices.
Even though real estate prices are bouncing back, many Californians are still suffering one doozy of a hangover from the housing crisis. According to the Irvine Group CoreLogic, roughly 11 million Americans are still underwater, meaning they owe more on their homes than their homes are worth.